this month has also seen the discovery of an exciting and enormous galaxy cluster, informally named El Gordo.
I'd like to introduce everyone to a new cluster. It's known as ACT Cluster J0102-4915, but unofficially it's nicknamed El Gordo, or the Big One. And this has been discovered using combination of the Atacama Cosmology Telescope in Chile and NASA's X-ray Observatory Chandra. And it is the most massive and brightest cluster we've ever found in the early universe. Now, let me tell you a bit about clusters to begin with, because they are generally found relatively close to us, so in fairly low redshift. And when you look at a cluster, you've got perhaps hundreds, sometimes thousands of galaxies all held together by gravity within a volume maybe tens of millions of light years across. So when you look at a cluster, you have the stars that make up the galaxies that you see in the visible light. They're just about 1% of the total mass of the cluster. You've got much more matter in hot gas. It's called the intracluster medium that pervades the whole cluster. It lies in the space between the galaxies. And of course, the largest component is the dark matter, which doesn't give off any light at all. But you're aware it's there because of its gravitational influence on the visible objects. So if we go back to El Gordo, you have a cluster of phenomenal size, strangely to a distance 7 billion light years away from Earth. So it's back in the very, you know, relatively early universe. And a cluster both this size and this distance is extremely rare. It's interesting how it was found. It was detected through something called the Zenev-Zeldovich effect. Now, Dominic was mentioning earlier about the cosmic microwave background, this light that suffuses the whole sky. Now, if you have a cluster of galaxies between you and the cosmic microwave background, the hot gas in that atmosphere that lies between the galaxies can subtly alter the signal from the microwave background. And so you have these little signature stamps where there may be clusters that were then followed up with the Chandra X-ray telescope. And that's how this was discovered. It's enormous potential to find these kind of clusters in the high redshift universe. The interesting thing about El Gordo is that when you look at the shape of the X-ray atmosphere, it's all distorted, and it reveals that it's the site of a massive collision. So you've got two clusters of galaxies slamming into each other at several million miles per hour. And this supports the idea that galaxy clusters build up as the universe ages. Smaller groups and subclusters merge to form larger clusters. And usually we just look at the after effects in the modern day universe. It's really exciting to see this process actually happening. And it's very interesting what happens to all these different components, like the stars, the dark matter and the hot gas within such a collision. Because the galaxies, there's so much space between the galaxies, they more or less pass through each other unscathed. The dark matter only reacts to itself through gravity, and that tends to just kind of go past each other. But the X-ray gas gets slammed together. You get these large, you imagine gas cloud, it gets squeezed, it gets compressed, it gets distorted, it gets slowed, and it separates out from the dark matter. And so you have the ordinary matter being separated out from the dark matter in this kind of collision. So we can see that the gas, which is the dominant form of the ordinary matter, gets separated from the dark matter. What will be interesting to see is how the galaxies and the dark matter behave, whether they both separate out or whether they keep together. And I mean, this may seem rather esoteric, but the point is, if we can understand how clusters interact, we are learning something about the very nature of dark matter on huge scales, and how it may be, dark matter in two clusters interact with each other or not, and how they interact with the visible and the X-ray components of a cluster. And to see this in the early universe is potentially very exciting.
What is the significance of it being so early? Did we think that the galaxy clusters just wouldn't have had enough time to form to that size by that time in the universe's history?
That's precisely the issue, because there's a lot of argument about when these galaxy clusters begin to build up. And certainly 10, 20 years ago, it was thought that really rich clusters only existed in the nearby universe, and they had built up relatively recently. The fact that we're discovering these large colliding clusters of galaxies way out, much, much earlier than we anticipated, means we have to rethink the rate at which galaxy clusters build up.